From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champs defeating Kansas City Chiefs. Emerging artist bumper music, by the way, for the first couple hours. And later tonight, spiritual healing. Here's what's happening. House Democratic leaders will unveil legislation tomorrow that could give millions of families at least $3,000 per child, advancing a key provision in President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, who is leading the crafting of the legislation for the stimulus package, will introduce what they call the Enhanced Child Tax Credit Bill, according to committee spokespeople. I'll have more details on that on tomorrow night's program. About one in three people recently given a COVID vaccine by the NHS report some side effects. None was serious. A common one was some soreness around the injection site, according to researchers in the United Kingdom who gathered that feedback. It's that time of week again. Christian Wild with us for his weekly report on COVID. Christian, what do you have for us?
Well, George, apparently all states are not responding to this crisis equally. And the New York Times has been keeping an eye on the situation. According to the paper, California's daily coronavirus cases have risen fourfold, and the surge after Thanksgiving and Christmas gatherings resulted in a surge unlike anything the state had ever seen before. And according to the paper, there were more than twice as many COVID-19 patients in California hospitals as the previous month. It's becoming more obvious that even though we're wearing our masks and social distancing, people still are getting infected, and maybe we need to use a little more common sense and think outside the box to protect ourselves and our families. Now, it's also reported by the paper that a number of California people have been infected with the new UK B117 strain. Jeez. This is a huge development. George, I know you'll remember the discussion we had about 2 months ago about this new discovered, more highly contagious variant of COVID-19 that had shown up in the UK and had already spread across Europe and was at that time already causing 50% of new cases. While we were told that the new variant was much more contagious, much more transferable from patient to patient, there was some good news, and that was that it was not more deadly than the current virus we are familiar with. Last week, the CDC said that was incorrect information, that in fact, the new virus is 30% more deadly than had been reported. Now, when you and I talked about this, at that time, we were reporting that there were three states in the United States that had shown to have anyone that had this new virus, this new variant. As of last week, we now know there are 33 states that have it. And by March or April, it will be the dominant virus in America.
We'll be reporting on all of this week. Christian, thank you. Christian's website, myheartbook.com. Iran's supreme leader has urged the United States to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to commitments under its nuke deal with the world powers. The person, supreme leader's first comments on this matter since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. Former President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. in 2018 from the atomic deal, which saw Iran agree to limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for lifting of the economic sanctions. President Biden has said he will seek to revive the deal, but insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuke steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake hit in Oklahoma, the largest in a swarm of tremors to rattle the state. The large quake rumbled shortly before noon near Garfield and Noble counties, about 80 miles north of Oklahoma City. What in the world is happening out there? Let's check in with our expert on the earthquakes, Cal Ory. Cal, what do you think is happening in Oklahoma?
You always give me something that I'm not prepared for. What I'm going to say about Oklahoma, I wasn't even aware of it, but I'm going to blame it on fracking. I am really concerned, though, about California. A couple weeks ago, you had me on. I told you the Bay Area, San Andreas Fault Line, or Southern California. Since then, we got dumped on. I'm in the Sierras with a lot of snow, okay? Even though we're still in a drought, we really got a lot of snow. And I'm sure you know we got a lot of rain in the Bay Area and Monterey County. Did you see that picture of Big Sur, how it fell into the sea?
Yeah.
Highway 1. I don't have a good feeling. You know, I'm an intuitive. I do not have a good feeling about that. And I looked at the studies back in 2017 when we really got dumped on again with the rain and the snow. The San Andreas Fault Zone's right there in Monterey County. I'm going to say what the studies say. It's putting a lot of stress on that big granddaddy fault line. It's going to happen. I know I've been saying that again and again and again.
One day you'll be right.
Probably. Yeah, but I don't want it to happen during the pandemic. It'll be so hard for everybody.
Well, and these swarms in Oklahoma, 4.2, they don't seem big compared to what California gets, but people are a little worried out that way. China's space probe has sent back the first images of Mars. They have a landing scheduled sometime this year. The probe sent back its first images of the red planet. They look pretty good. So there's a race between China and us, and the space race is going to continue. Up next, Benjamin Baruch back with us. We're going to talk about some biblical prophecy in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Benjamin Baruch with us. He's a professional financial advisor, author, public speaker, licensed as a chartered financial analyst and a CPA, certified public accountant, acts as a financial advisor to some of the largest privately held real estate companies in the country. His academic background includes studies in international finance and economics at UCLA, graduate studies at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and Israel, and the history and psychology of the Middle East conflict. A couple of his books include The New Tactics of Global War, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, Benjamin Baruch, back on Coast to Coast. Benjamin, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. It's great to be back. How are you, George?
I'm doing fine. How did someone with your background get interested in biblical prophecy?
Well, actually, I got interested in biblical prophecy first, and then I sort of shaped my career around the desire to research more closely the different elements in which prophecy would be fulfilled.
Well, you've done a great job doing that. And when you were last on me, we talked about some changes for the planet. Boy, we sure did get them, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and they came right on time, March 22nd, 2020, to the day.
Let's review a little bit. What did you feel that at that moment?
It was surreal because I'd been studying for almost 50 years the prophecies of the Bible, and I understood that we were in a period of time that the Bible refers to as the last days, as far back as 1971 when I first became a believer in Jesus Christ, and I was fascinated with the thought that the events of Bible prophecy would be fulfilled during my lifetime. And I thought, well, I want to look closer at this. And so I kind of devoted my studies. I went to UCLA and I decided to focus on international finance because by my senior year in high school, I began to realize that there was a deep state, the powers that be, they were described in those days, that there was a shadow government, that there were secret societies that held tremendous economic, financial, and political power, and that these powers had existed over centuries. And so I thought, well, I should study international finance, and I'll do my thesis work on the post-Renaissance economic order. So I went back and studied how the economies of Europe and then later the American colonies all the way through to the modern era, how these economies and the kingdoms and the royal families were ultimately controlled by a deep state, a money center bank, by the international financiers, and behind them, essentially, a group that goes by many names, and let's just call them the Order,
mm-hmm.
or the Illuminati, if you wish.
Benjamin, I just had a story of how President Biden is proposing another $1.9 trillion stimulus plan on top of the $27 trillion federal deficit we've already have. We have to help people. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, can we keep doing this?
Well, Zimbabwe continued to print money into infinity, and now they use, I think they got to 50 trillion notes that became worth about a dollar. So, yes, I mean, these governments can print to infinity, and the money goes to zero. But in the real world, because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the current world economic order, the short answer is no, we can't keep doing this. We're running out of rope. We're kind of like Wile E. Coyote, who, chasing the roadrunner, has run off the cliff. And you know that moment where he's got this stunned look in his eye?
Yeah.
And he realizes he's about to fall to his demise? That's probably this stimulus plan. It's the wide-eyed moment to face reality. No, we can't keep this up. It won't last. 2020 was the year of the unveiling of the crisis. 21 will be the year when the crisis hits Main Street and hits home in America as the economy implodes. We, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how much time is left, but we won't make it through this year without an economic meltdown.
Oh, God. Does the Bible kind of make any kind of reference to things like this?
Well, it does. Actually, the Bible is very specific regarding the sequence of the judgment and the time in which the judgment of end-time Babylon would occur. Now, people that have studied the Scriptures on some level will always quote me the verse that no man knows the day or the hour, and that is true. But that verse is referencing the second coming of Jesus Christ and the return of the Lord.
Okay.
No man knows the time in which the Lord Jesus is going to return as ruling king and sovereign. But we're discussing the fall of the greatest nation state in the history of the world, which the Scripture describes as end time mystery Babylon. And the timing of the judgment of mystery Babylon is actually in the Scriptures, and it's actually precisely clear. And that is how I ultimately discerned that March 22nd of the year 2020 would witness the beginning of the unraveling of our free republic. And literally to the day, the lockdown of the United States and much of the world occurred on March 22nd, 2020.
Now, is this the end of the beginning, or is it the beginning of the end?
It's the transition into the second phase of a three-phase plan that is being used. If you think of the elite are really the dark powers, and they base their entire mythology on occultism, and their power base is ultimately sorcery and witchcraft. And so they're doing everything in the form of rituals. And this final takedown of America and the takeover of the world is actually being executed through what is known as the third step of the third law of alchemy. And there are three phases to the third step. The first phase was initiated in March of 2020. We will transition to the second phase in 40 days from today. March 20th of 2021 will witness the beginning of phase two, which will bring about the economic collapse. And then the third phase will be the war that ultimately changes the face of the earth. The colors of the map will run when the events of World War III occur. And now, how did I ultimately discern that March of 2020 would be the transition point? It has to do with the prophecies in the book of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah prophesied that Babylon, ancient Babylon, would rule the earth for 70 years. And after the 70 years were completed, God had decreed that he would judge the king of Babylon and that nation. And that prophecy was fulfilled in the fall of ancient Babylon at the hands of the Media-Persian army under the rule of Cyrus the king.
Mm-hmm.
This all took place in the year 539 B.C. But if you read the text in Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 12, carefully, the text continues and says, "And the land of the Chaldeans will also be judged, and it will become a perpetual desolation." When ancient Babylon fell, George, the nation was not a desolation. The The citizens were not taken into slavery.
Right.
The cities did not burn. The nations of the earth were not judged following the fall of end-time Babylon, and the cry wasn't heard among the nations. And so if you read the second half of Jeremiah 25, following the conclusion of verse 12, you will find the events that are prophesied are the exact opposite of what happened in the fall of ancient Babylon. We're told that many kings and great nations will attack end-time Babylon. Ancient Babylon was attacked by two nations, the Medes and the Persians, and one king. Cyrus, when he conquered Babylon, he freed the slaves. At the end of the age, the citizens of the last days of Babylon, some of them will be taken into slavery by conquering armies. When Cyrus conquered Babylon, they didn't miss a beat, George. The people woke up in the morning, and it was over. The Medo-Persian army had filled the city. The people awoke to the rule of another king, and the local magistrates assured the population, you know, everything's fine, you're going to be fine, just go back to work, go open your business, you will be protected by Cyrus, the king of what is now a province of the Medo-Persian Empire, and all you have to do is file your tax return at 1 Medo-Persian Boulevard. That's all that changed. And the people all said, oh, okay, fine. And so the economy didn't even miss a beat. The judgment of end-time Babylon will be a annihilation.
And you talk about this third time period as a war. I want to talk more about that after the break. But in terms of end time, some people have said, Benjamin, that it's not a bad thing. What do you think about that?
Well,
but it's kind of a renewal.
It is a renewal because God is going to bring his eternal kingdom to power. And Jesus is going to return. And there is salvation, and there's hope for mankind, for all of us who are willing to turn away from the lies and turn away from the darkness and turn away from the evil that has so corrupted our society and turn back to the truth. We're not facing the end of our world. We're facing the beginning of the eternal creation. And you know, considering how bad it's become, and I don't think you have to really argue very strongly to realize our world and our country is not what it used to be. Things are out of control.
Benjamin Baruch with us. When you talk about the collapse coming in March of 21, that's next month.
Well, the beginning of the transition. The collapse may take through summer, might even take through fall, but if you look at where we're at economically, we have amassed an incredible amount of debt. We went from the high teens to $27 trillion in a matter of a couple of years, and now we're going to rush right to $30 trillion. So the country is, for all practical purposes, bankrupt. And the cost of the continued indebtedness of the United States is actually absorbed by our trading partners, George. It's all the countries that are trading with the United States that are selling their oil or their expensive foreign cars or all the other things that we import. We get all the goods and services, and they get more printed or, in reality, digital dollars that in the end are going to prove worthless. So at some point, our trading partners are going to decide this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, when do they cut us off?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and I would say at the point where American forces suffer the first military defeat at the hands of an adversary, the first hypersonic missile to hit a U.S. aircraft carrier will mark the end of the petrodollar. Because what allowed this system to exist for so long, if you go back to the history of the American Empire, America was the only superpower, the only economy to survive World War II. And so the American century began with Europe and Asia and Japan basically being bombed into oblivion.
Yep.
Those countries rebuilt their nations based on an export economic model. They all wanted to sell to the one wealthy market in the world, the United States. The citizens in Europe didn't have any savings. Their homes were burned to the ground. Their money was worthless. Their economies lay in ruins. They couldn't buy anything. So all of the nations of the world began to export to the United States, and that's one of the prophecies.
All right, hold on for a second, Benjamin. We're at the break. We'll talk more about this, and we'll talk about China as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Benjamin Baruch with us. Benjamin, I have been saying for months now that I'm concerned about China, not only with their technology. I mean, they're on their way to Mars already taking pictures, and they're going to set up a landing. But I think they've got their eyes on Taiwan. What do you think?
Well, I think you're probably right. But before I get into China, and I've got a megaton of information to share with you, I want to just do a quick circle on your prior question. The year 2020 was the 70th year of the rule of the Chaldean deep state in the United States of America. And March 22nd was the day that they were going to initiate their takeover. They were going to complete their coup d'etat, if you will. Now, all of the analysis necessary to understand this is more complicated than any one radio program would permit. George, I've got a team of people that are working with me, and we are in the process of producing what will be an awesome teaching video called America Babylon. And if the listeners want to go to my new website, BenjaminBaruchOfficial.com, you can sign up, just enter your email address, and we will send you America Babylon, which will be about a two-hour documentary explaining all of the details on why the scripture is abundantly clear. The United States of America is end-time Babylon, and her judgment, the season of her judgment, has come in this time. You could also get a copy of my book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, and I've been shouting this message from the housetops for a number of years. And let's segue over to China, George. Yes, the enemies of America are indeed a threat. If you look at what's been happening with China, following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the world expected, the experts predicted, that we would enter an era of permanent peace and that the threat of communism was over. Well, you know, that was obviously a deception, because the communism is now rising up in our own streets. And the communist powers, in fact, are preparing for war. Let's talk about what's happening in China just for a moment.
And there's some unease there with people there, too. But they're being put down, aren't they?
Well, ultimately, China intends to either force a surrender of Taiwan or militarily take the island. It's a burr, or it's a thorn in their saddle, if you will. Because it's an insult to the Communist Party that there would be an independent democratic nation, literally off the coast of China. The Chinese military is making it abundantly clear that they are preparing for war. A recent recruiting video proclaimed, "Peace is behind us, war is in front." And China's expansion of their military over the last decade has been nothing short of phenomenal. George, the U.S. Navy issued a report to the House Permanent Committee on Intelligence in 2019. The report is actually on the internet if people want to look for it. It's called Asia Rising, China's Global Naval Strategy and Expanding Force Structure. And I'll just read a couple conclusion comments from this report. We do not have much time left. This is the U.S. Navy. This is not an alarmist organization. They're a fairly serious group of people. We certainly do not have until the year 2030, when the Chinese Navy will be double the size of the U.S. Navy. For reasons explained herein, the window of vulnerability will begin in less than 24 months. George, they said this in 2019. They were talking about 2021. In the report, they say, we have until the end of 2020 to prepare. From that point on, we can expect China to strike. China's developed new fifth-generation anti-carrier missiles, or carrier killers, they're called. George, the Chinese merchant marine ships, all of them, they're not regular commercial transport.
Of course not. They're all equipped with these things.
They're all built to military specifications as troop transports. So the ships that are bringing over all of our imported goods that we're buying at Walmart today will be bringing Chinese soldiers tomorrow.
Well, how did we lose Hong Kong to China? Did the Brits just give it up?
They did. They gave it up. Yes, the same way we lost Panama to China. Jimmy Carter gave it to Panama, and Panama sold it to the Chinese.
Instantly, too. That happened, like, real fast, didn't it?
Exactly. But, George, if you understand the bigger picture, the deep state, the satanic secret societies, they own both sides of this conflict. They are the communist power.
They can't lose. They've hedged their bets.
They are the Reds. The reason the communists call themselves the Reds is that they support the Red Dragon. They're the Satanists in the room. And they'll own either side of the conflict. George, do you ever follow the Economist magazine cover? You know, they do that predictive.
Yeah, absolutely.
The predictive cover for 2021 was a slot machine. Did you get a chance to catch that issue?
Yes.
And on the slot machine, it showed Biden coming up and the COVID vaccine and masks and America, the American flag torn in half, the fracturing of our country. And where you would put in the coins, the label reads, insert stimulus funds. And so, you know, the metaphor being, as long as the central banks of the world continue to insert stimulus money, the game will continue. But there was a deeper message hidden into the choice of a slot machine, because we all know that the gambling machines are rigged, and in the end, anybody that plays this game long enough is going to lose. But everybody's, you know, the gamblers are always dreaming of the jackpot.
The
right?
big hit. Is, the big which, hit.
Yeah. The big hit. And they call it a jackpot in terms of slot machines. And you win the jackpot when the number 777 comes up, right? Well, that adds up to 21. Well, there's another game in Vegas that also requires 21 to win, and that one's called blackjack.
Right.
And, you know, the jack card, if you look at the suit, it's one of the royal cards. You've got the king, the queen, and the jack. Well, the jack is a nickname for the prince. And so the game in Vegas is telling us the black prince, who is the Antichrist, he's going to win his game in 21. He's going to take his jackpot, the prince's pot. They plan to take the world in 2021. Now, whether they'll get away with it this year, they're certainly going to do a lot of damage, because they have already basically destroyed much of the American economy. When you look at the economic damage, I mean, it's just outrageous.
Well, let me ask you real quickly about COVID in terms of what you think happened, because I'm convinced it was made in that lab in Wuhan. I don't know if it was released accidentally or on purpose, but I'm convinced it was made in that lab, that there are no coincidences.
Right.
What's your take on that?
Correct. Well, the only question is, and the U.S. military has isolated the virus, and they found clear evidence of gene splicing. It's got an HIV protein spliced into it. So, yes, it's a more contagious version of the flu. And, yes, it was created in the lab. I want to know who paid for it. And the stories I'm hearing are the World Health Organization and other people that...
Right. And we may have paid for it.
Giving away vaccines for free. So, you know, and clearly it's a bioweapon, and I would say all the evidence indicates that it was released intentionally. George, do you remember the Black Plague? That was a sort of a big event in the Middle Ages.
Well, I wasn't here, but I remember it.
No, I mean from your history book.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the Black Plague occurred because the Black Prince actually, the office of the Black Prince was created for the first time in the year 1348, and as a judgment, God sent the Black Plague, which finally eradicated in 1353. George, isn't it ironic? 666 years later, the COVID virus is released.
Now, that's bizarre. That's bizarre.
Well, it's actually a fingerprint. It's a sign at the scene of the crime that there are deep satanic powers involved in world history right now. This stuff's not random. The fact that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled is being controlled by spiritual beings and ultimately by the sovereignty of God Almighty.
Is this what you call the Great Reset?
Well, the Great Reset, you know, there's rumors that essentially the Great Reset is going to be a big redistribution of wealth. You know, you will have all your debts forgiven if you give us all your property. And, you know, for people that have nothing and are in debt up to their eyeballs, the college kids coming out of school with huge student loan debt may seem like a good idea, but to anybody that's worked hard throughout their entire life and tried to save to own their house, the Great Reset is the great bank robbery. But you know, whether they'll pull it off or not, they're first going to crash the economy, and the damage that was done from the shutdowns, I mean, this economy is on life support, and ultimately they're going to stop handing out free money, And George, in the background, you know, the fundamentals ultimately rule the day. The politicians don't create jobs. They don't create economic wealth. They create a lot of waste, and they create a lot of pork. But it's the fundamentals of the economy and the fundamentals of the environment that run or determine the outcome. George, we right now are heading into a grand solar minimum. This next week, you're going to see a freeze go all the way down to the state of Texas.
Yes, that's right.
And it's not
right.
Just here. It's freezing in Australia, in the northern.
It's all over the planet. Australia. All over the place.
The whole world is entering a grand solar minimum. And we're already seeing, just in the last 12 months, we've seen the number of growing days, which is a measurement of the numbers of days in which the amount of warmth and sunlight is sufficient for plant maturation and plant growth. The number of growing days north of the 45 parallel, so we're talking northern U.S., and then all of the wheat fields of Canada, George, the growing days have shrunk by almost 20%.
Knowing what you know, are you scared?
No. I know Jesus Christ. I know the Lord God Almighty. I am not scared at all. Now, are tough times ahead of us? Yes. But you know what? People before us have lived through tough times. Our God, who loves humanity, who sent his Son to die for our sins, he offers salvation and protection to anyone that it will turn. If I was a rebel and was walking in defiance and hated God and you know, yeah, I think you ought to be terrified of what's ahead of you. But if you're willing to turn to the Lord, and, you know, the fact that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, let me just give you one example, George. In my book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, I answer a number of riddles regarding Bible prophecy. One of them is the riddle of who is the Antichrist. And we're told in Revelation 13, he that has wisdom can count the number of the beast or the Antichrist, and it's the number of his name, and it's the number 666. Okay, so what do you think the odds are, George, that any person would just randomly happen to have their name add up to 666 using the Hebrew gematria system, which is the Hebrew letters represent numerical values. So A through, you know, B, C, D, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until you get to 10, and then it's 20 to 90, 100, 200, 300, 400. What do you think the probability is any person in the earth, their name randomly just happens to add to 666?
Pretty high.
Low, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be astronomical that they would have it.
Yeah. So, but, there would be a probability. Maybe it's 1 in 1,000,000, you know, out of every million people. One person's name just happens to randomly add up to 666 using this numerical system. What if I told you the same person's name added up to 666, not only in English, but in two other languages, Hebrew and Greek?
I'd say that was kind of weird.
That would be one in infinity, George. What if I told you that person was also a black prince, and his coat of arms says he serves the red dragon? I would say we'd be talking about the Antichrist at that point.
And is that person here?
Oh, yeah.
Care to give a name?
I'm not going to put it on the air, but if people, you know, go dig around my website or go to my YouTube channel, BenjaminBaruchOfficial.com. We'll come out with America Babylon. There's clues to the answer that it is in my book. I'm not trying to segue to promote my book. I don't want to put something so controversial on 700 syndicated.
Does this person know he or she is the Antichrist?
Of course they do.
They do.
When they were coronated, they had the banners of the Red Dragon flying over the stadium, and the person that crowned them stood up and said, "This Red Dragon has given you his great power and his authority and his throne." Yes, the high-level Satanists know they serve Lucifer. They know they serve Satan. They're totally deceived. They think they're going to conquer the earth, turn humanity into a permanent slave population, return the world to the Dark Ages and the system of serfdom. They will retain the only technology, and the rest of humanity will work essentially as agrarian slaves. And they think that they've got life extension technologies that will allow them to live forever. And you couldn't be more deceived, because they're going to be thrown into hell for eternity. And what time is it now, anyway? Not too many years hence, they will face an eternal damnation. And you know how hot hell is, George? Can you imagine how hot it is? I kind of pondered that question, and I found out, I did some research on heat. Turns out that there's a temperature known as absolute hot, and it's 100 quadrillion, 400 trillion degrees. And at that point, the laws of physics begin to melt.
That's hot.
Very uncomfortable for eternity. So, you know, it's high time people take serious the admonitions of Scripture. Because if you, you know, I challenge people, go study Bible prophecy. It's impossible that this could be randomly happening. This is reality. If you don't know the Lord, if you don't, if you've never studied the Bible, you better pay close attention and or go on YouTube, type in my name, Benjamin Baruch. There's a ton of information for free. If you don't have time to read, you don't have a few dollars to buy a book, it's all for free. Go to my website, BenjaminBaruchOfficial.com, and we'll get you a copy of America Babylon. It's going to be an awesome video production. It's going to be a documentary. We're going to prove to you the United States of America is the end-time superpower in the West, pictured as an eagle in Bible prophecy. And we're also going to prove to you who the Antichrist and the false prophet are.
And you've got a YouTube channel going, don't you?
We do. We have a brand new YouTube channel. It's also Benjamin Baruch Official. Be sure to sign up. Go ahead and subscribe. And you're going to be really glad you did, because we're dealing with a megaton of truth here, George. I spent 50 years studying this, and I probably have 100,000 hours of research into this subject.
Well, it's amazing work you've done. Benjamin, stay with us. We're going to take calls with you next hour. Benjamin's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and as he mentioned, he's got a YouTube channel going. But we're going to take your calls as we're talking about biblical prophecy, end times prophecy. Let's get your thoughts and your views on it as well.